best.
Yes, we are.
Mommy's the best.
Yes, we are.
Got some toast now.
We tried to get a theme song.
That was the theme song.
That's what you get when you bribe your kids.
For toast. The boy was just hungry. And we are mothers.
And we are back.
Hey, welcome to a podcast about nothing with V.
And AD.
Ooh, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
It's coming up.
This is all for you.
Dedicated to the mothers and their wine.
Ooh. What kind of wine do y'all drink?
Well, I don't like wine, but
I drink moonshine wine.
Oh, like potato wine or dandelion wine.
Or like Hennessy wine.
Well, yes, you did tell me. Hennessy is made from grapes. And so is Ciroc.
That's what they say. So drink your wine. Drink responsibly.
Right. Any type of wine you would like.
Yes. Mother's Day is coming up. We're excited.
We are.
What are you getting your mom for Mother's Day?
Peace.
Right. Clarity. Peace. Serenity. That was funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it too much either. So, Mom, if you're listening, don't think about it too much either.
Oh, you know, I do the same thing for Mother's Day every year.
What?
Nothing.
I think that's most moms, though.
No, but I don't even want to really see or talk to my kids.
Like, you don't want them to ask you for anything?
No. I sit on the couch, I watch TV, and I order in. I don't want to go to nobody's restaurant. I don't want to get in a car. And
you don't want to be the designated driver.
Right. I normally order Outback once a year.
Outback?
I love Outback, Bloomin' Onion, and wings.
You order that to the house?
What? Yes.
That Bloomin' Onion is still, like, fresh by the time of the year?
Yeah. Well, it don't take that long to get.
Oh, no. See, that's the type of thing. I want it hot from the kitchen.
Or you do goes to pick it up.
Hopefully y'all got an Outback close.
This year, I might do something. They might switch it up on them.
You want to go to Longhorn?
No. Do they have Bloomin' Onions? I might order from two places.
Oh, shit.
Because we in Atlanta now, so I kind of want Bahama Breeze.
Oh, you feeling fat? Well, actually, I've taken my mom to Bahama Breeze on Mother's Day. So, yeah, it gets pretty packed in there. You might as well order.
I don't want
to
go.
Yeah, just order. Bahama Breeze is good.
Yeah, I could do Bahama Breeze and I could sit here, watch 24.
Oh, my gosh.
And Real Housewives or something.
Real Housewives or something.
Just do it.
Oh, yeah, it will be Sunday. Mm-hmm. Binge watch. They'll probably have all kind of like soap operas on Sunday.
Ooh, yes. Watch SVU.
Is that
Law and Order?
I don't think that's a soap opera.
The ID channel. What?
You're crazy if you watch the ID channel. Oh. I'm just letting you know out there for all the people watching the ID channel, you're plotting. Hide your kids, hide your husbands.
What? I love the ID channel.
That's crazy.
So we actually asked a few moms a couple of questions, and some of them sent us in their answers, and they were, you know, fun and easy questions. Fun. Yeah.
First of all, thank you guys for sending them out. Shows how much you love us.
Yeah.
Appreciative.
That was it was pretty cool, and we're gonna play some of the answers.
These should be fun. We actually had a great time listening back to everyone's responses. And
laughing out loud in real life.
Yeah, seriously. It took a while to try to narrow it down. But, you know, y'all get lazy after 30 minutes. So,
yeah,
we're
going to
keep it short.
We're going to keep it moving, okay?
We keep it short for the people.
Because we were told that you don't need to go over 30 minutes. Right. All right, so we asked a few mothers, we asked them about six questions or five questions with a bonus question. And we're just going to play a few of the answers, the best ones from, you know, the different moms. So,
yeah.
First question was,
what is your self-care regimen?
Do you have one?
Me personally, see, it depends. Like, okay, how do I take care of myself? I like being outside. I don't necessarily call it exercising because I don't like sweating. but I like being outside, and I can take really long. Like, bath time is my favorite, one of my favorite times of day. Like, scrubbing, exfoliating, feet, hands, washing my face mask, all that. That's fun to me.
Nope. I don't have a self-care regimen.
You're lying.
I'm not. I don't.
You don't do anything for yourself?
I mean, yeah. I mean, self-care. I don't.
Do you shop?
No.
You really don't?
Nope. I don't shop. I used to go get my nails and feet and stuff done, but I don't do that anymore. Look, ain't nobody got time. It used to take sometimes 3 hours to get my nails and feet done.
Yeah, like I was telling you earlier, I feel like the fun in going to get your nails and feet done has been taken away because it takes so long.
I have to plan my day around getting my nails and feet done.
Yeah.
I shower sometimes. Oh, just serious.
Just when I make it.
Yeah. Don't wear makeup often. Yeah, I don't know. I'm slacking. I'm gonna have to find one.
24. That's her self-care.
Yes, I love 24. The acting is horrible, but it's so good. So we asked, here's one that we're gonna play for you now.
What is my self-care regimen? Television. Faith-based and escapist TV. When they were younger, it was Joyce Meyer and soap operas. All My Children, As the World Turns, and Guiding Light. And as they got older, it's faith-based and reality TV. Joyce Meyer, Joseph Prince, and all the ratchet TV, aka new soap operas, except for VH1 shows. And WeTV is about to make the list go too ratchet for me. That Hustle and Soul, I'm about to cut them off.
That's sad, because Hustle and Soul is my show. That show is so funny to me.
I haven't seen that.
It's actually pretty really ratchet. It's really ratchet.
What is it called?
Hustle and Soul. It's about the pink teacup in Brooklyn. It was a restaurant, and he moved it down to Miami. And like he was messing around with his, the girl,
the black guy with the
bald head. And
yeah.
The beard.
Yeah, he looks like he's painted.
Yes.
On the opening, yes, yes.
Yeah, that show is actually really ratchet. And I'm like, it's an interesting concept. Like, I'm glad to see somebody's, a restaurant. It's different from what we're normally used to seeing, but it still has, like, the same really ratchet timeline. But I like that. I was actually surprised to hear how much, women use TV as an escape. Because I don't feel like I'll be that type of person.
Yeah, I think I do, too.
Yeah, like a lot of people said Netflix, people were saying television, people were saying just watch binge watching something. Like, it's so interesting because I just don't think that.
Yeah, I really do like TV, and I'm okay with saying that. I don't feel bad about it.
I mean, I feel like there's enough shows on the television for somebody to find something to watch.
But can we also just go back to how that wonderful mother said faith-based and ratchet? She went, bro. Yes, this was,
that's technically AM and PM. TV. Right. Really?
Joyce Myers and.
You gotta keep you grounded in the morning time. But by
ratchet
the night,
right. Ratchet TV. So you wake up with your inspiration.
Right.
Go to sleep with your ratchetness. I love that. All right. And then, all right. So we had another mom who also told us her self-care regimen. This one is pretty funny. Listen in.
Okay. So what is my self-care regimen? I would say drinking. I like a good glass of wine, a hot bath, a book, and just lock myself in the bathroom. I'm pretty active, so I also like to go hiking in the woods and stuff by myself. Just to get away. You know, like, For Mother's Day, I used to feel bad that I did not want to spend Mother's Day with my kids because I was always with them. So time apart from my kids is kind of how I self-care for myself.
That's my speed. Drinking.
But can we, first of all, why are you in the woods by yourself?
Hopefully, yeah. Don't put it on headphones to make sure you can hear everything.
Right, and make sure you're carrying a stick or a bat.
Who's running with a bat?
But she did say she was running. She said that she was hiking in the woods by herself. Now, if she watched the ID channel,
See what I'm saying?
Then she would know that we don't need to be in the woods.
Yeah.
By ourselves, hiking.
I wish she's safe. Just lock yourself in the bathroom. That's a better.
Yeah. And she likes to take baths. And speaking of self-care regimen. Ooh. Y'all, so we so lit.
We're so lit.
Ad break. We got sponsors. Shout out to our sponsors.
Word from our sponsors.
Oh, you said it.
I said it.
Say it again.
A word from our sponsors.
Ooh. Say it again.
One last time, a word from our sponsors.
So, shout out to Nabby Organics and Bed of Roses.
Bed of Roses. We're having a giveaway. Woo! For our deserving mothers out there.
So you can take care of yourself.
Take care of your body, mind, and your spirit.
Yes. So, Nabby Organics is all natural body stuff. And in real life, the soaps are amazing.
No, seriously. They're the softest, like, no lotion. And I'm not going a day without moisturizing. But in the summertime, you know, when you get that clammy feel, you can use her soap. And you don't have to worry about that afterwards because you're soft. And that's coming from someone who got skin problems.
And also, you know how when you use moisturizing soaps and you rinse off, it feels like you're never really rinsed?
Yeah.
That's never a problem with their soaps. It's you rinse off, you don't feel like you have
a film on top of your skin.
Yeah, but you still feel really soft and moisturized. So shout out to Nabby Organics. We're going to give away something special. And also, Bed of Roses.
I didn't even know who this was until I came over V's house a few times asking what the smell was. And she had to show me the label.
Bed of Roses. That's what it is.
Bed of Roses.
House be smelling lit all the time.
Seriously.
And all of these products are all natural, vegan, women owned, minority owned. And veteran owned. So shout out to Bed of Roses. Their candles are all natural. Their body butters are all natural. And they last forever. Forever.
What is that? What are the ones people buy? It's not soy.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Sweet soy. So shout out to Nabby.
I'm excited.
Nabby Organics and Bed of Roses. We are really excited to pick a winner. There are a couple of instructions for this giveaway. So tell us, Adrian.
I have a name.
AD. So sorry.
Question. Can I enter?
Dog, no. What? No.
I want a candle.
First of all, you're not a mother.
Okay, so the instructions are as following. You must be following our Instagram page, as is a podcast about. That's also on everything, Twitter, IG, everything else coming soon. The Bed of Roses _ and at Nabby Organics. And then you're going to tag three mothers in or under any of our giveaway posts, which will be posted up throughout the week. And then you're going to share the post to your story using hashtag about nothing giveaway and tag the brand pages as well. That is about nothing. A podcast about a Bed of Roses and Nabby Organics.
And Nabby is NABII.
underscore organics for clarity.
Yes. And Bed of Roses
is at Bed of Roses underscore.
Yep.
So you got it? You good? You need help?
Get it good. We're excited. So
you guys have until Saturday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time before we pick from a hat and draw the names, and then we'll be able to announce, and you'll know who's gonna win.
Yes.
Next week's episode.
It'll be our 15th episode on the 15th.
Ooh, golden episode.
Ooh.
15 on the 15th.
Ooh. We lit.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
All right. So our next question was your funniest / embarrassing moment.
I have to say, back to our regularly scheduled program. Okay. So my mom tried to embarrass me. Okay. So we asked everybody their most funny and embarrassing moments. And here is a word from a special guest.
The funniest, most embarrassing moments as a parent is really something that happened many years ago with Adrian and Ian, when my sister Barbie was living across the driveway in the same apartment complex. I was taking a nap in the afternoon, and behold, I get a phone call from my sister, who lives, like I said, in another building, to inform me that my, I think, 2-year-old and 4-year-old were knocking on her door. The 2-year-old, Adrian, was only in her Pampers and like a t-shirt. And they went knocking on the door saying they wanted breakfast or they were hungry or something like that. And, of course, I didn't know, because they used the sliding door to leave and go look for food at my sister's house. So that was funny and embarrassing at the same time. Okay, this question is about my hiding place. So,
ooh, that's funny.
So first of all, they were hungry.
Why was I this hungry? It sounded like I didn't get fed. She tells this story all the time, and it's so funny to me. Like, wait, why were we across the street? Why did not I have on any clothes?
And why was y'all so damn hungry?
Oh, that is funny to me. I can imagine how she woke up feeling, though. At least someone called her. You know, I can just imagine waking up from a nap and we're not there and nobody said anything.
Yeah.
Cool, child. At least we knew where we were going, just a little hungry.
You know what? All right. A word from another mother. Embarrassing / funniest moment.
Embarrassing thing was Nikai threw up in my mouth when she was little, and it tastes like chicken.
Oh, see, that's different.
Yo. Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
And it tastes like chicken.
At least she was eating good. Right. She was eating good.
Yo. And
Nikai
was
on one as a kid. I will say that. Mm. Like, look at how. You're so small and so cute. You pack a punch, girl.
Tastes like chicken. Oof. Mm. All right. Another mother said, I don't know. Should we have said the mother's names?
Sure. The first one was my mom.
The second one was Auntie Vera.
Oh, beautiful Auntie Vera. Mm. That's what she says.
Yes. We know. And then this one is from Yolanda. And she said that one of her funniest moments was when her 2-year-old son wanted to take his goldfish to his grandmother's house by placing the fish in his pocket. Lucky we rescued the poor little fish. Like, did he think that his mom wasn't going to take care of the fish?
And how did... Well, probably the fish was jumping around.
And they rescued it. Oh. That's hilarious. At least they... Yeah, at least they got it. At least they got it. Sherelle from Forever Duncan. Sherelle said... her embarrassing slash funny moments was she got pulled over by the police and her daughter Gabby told them that she told her to slow down.
That sounds like a kid too. Right. I told her to slow down.
Ma'am, do you know how fast you're going? Oh, no, I don't think I was speeding. I told her to slow down. Like,
just if you give me away.
Right.
Huh?
If you don't be quiet, like, why are you talking?
That's funny.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. That sounds like something Thomas would do.
Right. Slow down, mommy.
Right. All right. And then we have one
you guys
from
a lot of good ones. This is funny.
From Lou. This is my mother.
Lou Dallas.
The most embarrassing moment or funny moment. Well, it wasn't embarrassing for me, but baby for my baby girl, Miss Davina at that time. We were in the store and she decided that she wanted to get in the floor and scream and kick a nail. So instead of spanking her, because she was really and truly a sweet baby, I decided that I would fix that problem. So I got in the floor with her and I started screaming and kicking and yelling too. So we saw that.
First of all, Mom, don't be putting my government out there. We have nicknames. Okay? It's V. Okay? Second of all, yes. I vaguely remember that.
That's funny. That sounds like you. And what? I feel like you would do the exact same thing to one of your children.
Oh, getting on the floor and throwing a fit? Absolutely.
Like, oh, what? You want to embarrass me? We're going to embarrass each
other.
Oh,
we can do this together. We can do this together. I actually have an embarrassing moment. We were in the grocery store and there was a big lady. She was pretty big, really big. And she was wearing gray, actually. And Jaden, we were walking towards her and Jaden screamed and said, "Elephant."
Oh, no.
So I.
No, Jaden, no.
Yeah, she was like, "Ah, elephant." And yo. Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. And the lady heard us. So oh. I made her apologize.
Poor Jaden.
Poor Jaden.
I mean, yeah, because little kids.
Like, I don't know how old Jaden was. I don't know how old she was. She was pretty young, though.
That is funny.
She was pretty young. Okay, so we asked about hiding places. And what did we come up with? Okay, so this is a really good one.
Where's your hiding place? Because we're not going to share my mom's answers, but hers was the park. And I guess she was hiding, but I don't recall. Like, what's the name of the park you went to?
What, her going to the park?
Yeah, I told her, I said I thought it was the store. Because wherever stood, this one store that she was always going to. It was always the store. I don't know what store, but it was always the store. I stopped going grocery shopping with her a long time ago.
You say what?
I said I stopped going grocery shopping with her a long time ago, so I want to know what this store was. She's still trying to hide.
In the store?
In the store, wherever that is.
All right, so this one is from, ooh, this one is from Natasha, who is the owner of Nabby Organics. So we asked about hiding places, and most moms said, if I tell you, it's not right. A hiding place.
It's not a hiding place anymore.
But she definitely told us.
So I wouldn't necessarily say that I have a hiding place, but whenever I go to the grocery store, I've been going alone. And when I'm there, I just have like all these thoughts that go through my mind that sometimes I write down or sometimes I come back and converse with my husband about. But yeah, the grocery store, that's my place to be free.
I knew it. At least she was being honest. The store. They always at the store.
She said, that's my place to be free.
And then you come back with all the stuff that the kids don't want. That right. Needs to be the worst.
I don't know. Do I have a hiding place? My car.
Yeah.
The bathroom.
Why are you locking yourself in the bathroom?
I mean, I actually like using the bathroom.
I think your car.
My car, definitely. I will run an errand in a second.
I'm going to run errands.
Like, right.
Okay.
Got to go run these errands because who's Aaron? And where's he running to?
Who is Aaron?
I got a cousin named Aaron. All right, so we asked Lauren in Virginia the same question, and this is her answer.
And what are three things you've taught them that would help them survive?
Nope, that's not her answer. That's not her answer for that. Her hiding place. I think she said it was her bathroom, which she was hiding in to tell us her answers.
Yeah.
She said
she gets a kick out of letting them look for her around the house.
Where's mommy? Where's mommy?
I think most parents enjoy that, though. Like, they like hearing. Because you've seen that commercial, right? Where the lady's hiding in the bathroom. She's eating her chocolate or she's eating something. And they're like, oh, mommy, mommy. And she's like, daddy's in here. I'm like, but I know how to pop the lock. So there's no hiding from me.
You were one of those kids. You were definitely one of those kids.
Sticking stuff under the door. Yeah, my mom used to say, you always used to follow me so much.
Follow me into the bathroom.
It was so fun.
Yeah, Thomas will follow you into the bathroom and be like, ooh, it stinks. That, okay, that's the point. Bye. Bye.
It is funny.
Another question we asked was about mommy duties. What is one mommy duty that you would want to get rid of?
Y'all sound tired. Let me tell you.
And
the response is, you guys are tired. They don't want to do anything. Like, look, I'm tired raising them. I'm through.
What? Not raising them.
I'm like, I'm cool. But they were pretty similar in a way.
A lot said laundry.
A lot of people said laundry.
Yes, a lot of
laundry
people.
And potty train were like the top two.
Yeah. But this one from Victoria was a really good one. A really, really good one. Hold on. Let me turn up the volume. Turn up the volume. Dance, dance.
One mommy duty that I would never want to do again is probably breastfeeding. It hurt. I couldn't get it. She couldn't latch. So I probably wouldn't want to try it again. Bottling was way easier, but I've heard that there are great experiences with it. So maybe, but maybe not.
That was actually a really good one.
That was a really good answer, breastfeeding.
Especially because they make that to be something that every mother should look forward to doing and all this
other
stuff.
Almost like it's a lot of pressure now.
Oh, yeah, because they're like, oh, how long do you breastfeed? Like, if you hear somebody saying they breastfeed for more than 6 months to me, everybody's shocked.
Yeah.
It's almost shocking.
Well, I think now it's becoming more acceptable.
To what?
Breastfeed. Like, women are now so empowered to breastfeed and show their, you know, food, what should we call these?
Breasts.
Oh.
I was gonna say, what are they?
They're feeding tubes in public. Like, oh, I'm so empowered. I'm going to share my titties.
But I don't, from my friends who are becoming mothers now, I don't really know anyone who breastfed. One girl breastfed her son for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one, but she wasn't into a lot of things that most people are into. So she had the time to stay at home and wanted to do that. Like, it's really strange when you see a 3-year-old walk up to the mom like, mom,
take. I have a cousin like that. Her daughter would just go up and pull her shirt down, pop it in her mouth. And they would
stand
just,
there.
They would just all sit there. I'm like,
drinking from a water fountain. I want to play. Like, no, this is not.
Mommy, give me a titty. I need some milk.
This is not normal.
No, it is very healthy for not just the child, but also for the mother. But the only child that I actually wanted to breastfeed was Cooper. And probably because I couldn't.
You didn't breastfeed him at all.
I couldn't. You know, he was in, you know, he was a preemie.
I mean, by the time he was able to come home,
dried up. I was dried up because I never got him to latch.
So you can't, can you pump before?
Yeah, so I pumped for as long as I can, but you need that mouth to breast for the hormones to keep the milk. Now that I think about it, if I was smart, I would have started breastfeeding Thomas all over again in order to keep the milk flowing.
Oh, true. He was only a few months old.
No. Homeboy was 9 months.
That's and a few months.
He had teeth. So.
What is that?
What? What? So he got Thomas chewing. Natasha from Nabby Organics, actually, hers was really good too. Her mommy duty was funny. Here it is.
If I could give up doing laundry, I would do that. And it's not even because of my daughter, it's because of my husband. Like, he has more clothes dirty than anybody else, and I don't even know how or why, but yeah, laundry.
That's a good one.
That is not because of her daughter, but because of her husband.
Why do men have so many dirty clothes though?
I don't know.
Like, where do they come from?
Because they know they're wearing the same thing every other day.
Like, it's like you look so basic, so plain, but your dirty clothes are piled up
everywhere.
That's different.
Yeah.
What is yours? What's your mommy duty you wouldn't do again?
Giving the kids baths.
Oh, no rubber duckies. You're not the one.
Like, if
I like the rubber duckies.
I don't. So I give them showers, first of all. I give them showers. Yeah, because I don't know what it is about it. It's just, first of all, I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. I do shower, but it's not my favorite thing in the world.
To do?
No. It's not.
Oh.
Like, I take a shower because I have to.
Yeah, like, oh, dang, I can smell it.
Right, exactly. Like, now, it's probably time to shower.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you can smell me?
No.
Because you said, yeah, like.
No, I'm saying it's about the time, because I'm excited. I like bath time. But
yeah, and I think I used to like taking a shower, but when I have to rush to take a shower because we're always on the move, it's I don't have time to just sit in the shower. So
that's true.
Yeah, I'm good. I would just rather not do that. Rather not do that. All right. So the next question is, what was. So I guess we asked this question wrong because everyone's like, what type of crazy question is this?
Yeah.
So I guess, what were you going to name your child before you landed on their name? And Sherelle said Charlie after her dad's name, Charles. So, yeah, I've always loved that name for a girl. So my dad's name is Charles. And if Cooper was going to be a girl, then we were going to name her Charlie. That was the name.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I love unisex names for girls.
Yeah, like Jordan.
Adrian.
Is that? Oh, yeah. Tom.
you lost
Timmy. And then Thomas's name was always gonna be Thomas. I don't think we had another name for him.
Yeah, I remember Thomas being talked about pretty early.
Yeah, it was always Thomas. And Cooper, I wanted to name him Walker. Yeah,
Thomas Walker. The Walker is a last name.
It can also be a first name. Walker Gray. You have two last names.
Yeah.
Walker Gray. I actually like that.
Walker Gray.
Yeah, but you just said it's too cool.
Walker Tucker Gray.
It's too cool for him to have the name Walker, and then Thomas is just Thomas.
Yeah.
And Jaden was not supposed to be, but I wanted to name her Mackenzie.
She looks like a McKenzie.
Doesn't she?
Yeah. But Jaden fits her.
Jaden does fit her. But yeah, I wanted to name her Mackenzie.
Mackenzie. Y'all want to hear something funny?
What was your name supposed to be?
Thanks, Dad. Okay, I'm going to play my mom's response.
After names that I've always really liked, I named Ian because, you know, growing up in England, that was one of those names I really always liked, and it means guardian. So Adrian was supposed to be named Uversa after her grandmother on her father's side. But I decided to name her Adrian because I like that name, and I figured Uversa would be something very hard for her to deal with later on in life. Dylan, that's another name. I just always liked Dylan, so it was just natural for me to name Dylan that name. Of course, his dad added DeMarco because he has this thing with Spanish, and all his sons have to have some kind of Spaniard name. So my name, yeah, my kids' name were, except for Adrian, was all names that I've always liked.
She had to come up with mine impromptu. That's sad. Like, oh,
Lou Bursa.
Like, what?
Lou Versa. Hey, little Lulu. Lululu.
Like, I don't... Did she say Lou Versa or U Versa? I've heard two different, you know...
It sounds like she said U Versa.
But I've heard the name Lou Versa. Why? I don't know. Either one. I don't know. But that's like, dang, you were really about to set me up...
For life.
At the hospital. And for my mom life. Was like, oh, no. Came up with the most... My name's not basic. But the most basic, like, no. No. Thanks, Mom. You've always been clutch. For real. Like, that would have been a setup. But with the attitude I have today, I would have been like, what? Call me Lulu. Lulu Dollar.
Ooh, that's going to be, okay, our new nickname. So my name was supposed to be Portia.
Oh, Portia and Lulu.
Portia and Lulu. Welcome to a podcast about nothing with Portia.
And Lulu.
Ew. That sounds whack.
Right. Thank God for evolution.
I know. All right. So the next question was, and this was a bonus question.
This was my favorite question because it really makes you think. It really does make you think.
It was not my favorite question because I realized that I have failed as a mother.
But it really does make you think and question, like, what did I teach them?
So what's the question, AD?
What's the question?
Lulu?
Lulu. The question is, if your children, if they were stranded on a island, what three skills did you teach them or will you teach them that will help them to survive? Whether survive and escape, survive just to live like the caveman on the island, we don't know. But it was an interesting question just to hear people's answers because a lot of these parents didn't teach their kids a damn thing.
Including me and my parents. All right.
I gave her three, but we'll tell you after these words.
Okay, so this is Lauren, and this is what we were actually playing before, but hers actually really good. Here we go.
On an island, what are three things you have taught them that would help them survive? Let's see. First would be that they will eat everything in sight because they're constantly eating everything in my house. So they won't have trouble finding food. The second would be probably to kick somebody or something's ass because they're always fighting each other. And the third would be swimming. So they've pretty much... my oldest has been in swim lessons for a long time and my youngest is about to be. So swimming would be the last one. And I think those are all very important, skills. So those are my answers. And
okay.
Those are really good. And she has young children, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think Luca is 5 and Leo is 3.
See?
Yeah.
She thought about it. I like her responses.
Yeah.
Because you have responses like that. You're just like, I didn't teach them anything.
I mean, look. So, Jaden said, because we asked Jaden this question. And she said, well, my dad taught me how to start a fire. And I said, oh, okay, like rubbing sticks together and blowing on it or like it's sparking some rocks or something. She said, yeah, or he told me, what did she say?
I thought you said use a lighter.
Make sure that he told her, make sure she always has a lighter or a pocket knife on her. Like, bruh. Like, what are you carrying this to school? Right. Where are you going?
Right. We said stranded, not prepared.
Right. Right. Thanks, Dad.
We didn't say get prepared to go right. get stranded. We said you're stranded and you don't have it. But I said your kid, Jaden, she knows how to cook.
That's
so
true.
She'll be able to do whatever. If somebody learns how to put together a slingshot, Thomas will be the one to kill the birds.
Yeah, because
his aim is A1.
Yes.
And he's strong. Like, he's really strong. And then Cooper will be the scaring everybody away.
He just growls at people. He does. Like, he's starting school just to learn how to interact with other kids. Because he just, in the middle of the playground, just stops, finds someone, looks at them, and goes, rawr! It's like, that is not how you communicate. That's not it.
It's the funniest thing in the world, though. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we asked my mom this question, and I'm going to play you her answer, and then we'll discuss it after. Actually, we're going to play my mom's answer and AD's mom answer.
Lord, we did.
So we could just discuss it, because, right, here we go.
And also about my kids being stranded on the island together. First of all, we need to pray. And as always, stay strong. Stick together, look out for each other. And remember that as one, you can conquer everything and anything and never give up.
Thank you. I like her answers.
Like, she are you in a pageant? Okay.
She felt like she was saving the world.
Right. Okay. Now let's listen to AD's mom.
Okay.
Three things that the kids will learn will be first to pray together. Second will be work together. And third will be creativity. Be creative.
What? What?
Be creative with what?
First of all, we need to be stranded with Lauren's kids.
Right. We need to be stranded with them.
Right. Because first of all, remember through all things
we would have been out there just praying.
Right, praying and dying. Right. Okay, at the same time. Okay, because stick
at
together.
Least,
I mean,
you know,
okay,
we got praying mothers.
Right. Wait, because you ain't teach us. Can we fish? Right. Can we swim?
Right. Right, what can we eat? What type of bugs are to look out for?
Right.
Can we swim? Can we do something?
Something. No, we just in a circle praying, sticking together, and being creative.
Out there painting colors.
And you can conquer anything. Conquer what? What?
They are funny.
I appreciate your positivity.
Right. You guys are hilarious, let me tell you. I can wait to be a mom. I said can.
I was like, wait, did she say she can?
Yeah, I said I can. But this was fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for your participation.
Thank you. And we can't wait to announce the winners next Wednesday.
So guys, make sure you're following. That's bed_of_roses_nabby with 2 I's, NABII _ organics. And that's a podcast about on IG. Tag us, tag your moms, tag your mom friends, and call it a day.
Yeah.
For a chance to win.
And I promise, it's not a waste of time because these products are the bomb. I use them. We use them. I smell them.
We smell them.
And they are so good that I've thought about taking a bite out of one of the soaps.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, seriously, it really does smell good. And my house always smells good.
It does. And it's all about the support. They're up and coming. They're doing a great job. They're being consistent. And we appreciate it.
Small businesses supporting small businesses.
Hey now, until we become big businesses, big ballin' baby.
And then we'll still support.
Yeah. Ooh.
Support. Hashtag support.
This was great. You guys, enjoy your Mother's Day. Buy your mom something nice.
Mama.
Oh, okay.
Mama, you know I love you. You know I love you.
We should have played the song at the end. We never have our music cue. Where's the DJ?
Mama told me not to sew work 17 by same color t-shirt. White.
Oh,
the ad libs. White.
We should have. Oh. Mama ain't raised no fool.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. Make sure you tag a mama. Make sure you go buy her a bottle of wine. And yeah.
Drink in your bathroom. Make sure to lock your doors in your bathrooms.
What?
Didn't you guys hide in the bathroom? That's what.
Oh yeah.
Lock your doors. Take a bath. Take 5 extra minutes to yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Teach your kids a survival skill. You never know if they may need it. Zombies are around us and amongst us.
No, they're not.
Yes,
what?
They are.
Where?
That's an episode for another day. But look up, what are those things called that I showed you?
The lizards
no,
and the government?
Walkers, the Skywalkers. Look those up. They're real. They're amongst us. They're trying to get us. People aren't real. Check their belly buttons. They don't have them.
Oh, yo, yes, you can wait to have kids. Oh, thank you guys for listening. Thanks to all the moms for participating. Yeah. Oh, goodbye. Bye. Love y'all.